Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 19, 1804, day 159 of the expedition. Camped near some conical hills in present-day Morton County. The camp today is a few miles above the village of Huff, now inundated by water from the Wahee Reservoir. Captain Clark writes,
"Set out early under a gentle breeze from the southeast. I walked out on the high land and observed great numbers of buffaloes. I counted in view 52 gangs of buffaloes and 3 of elk, besides deer and goats. All of the streams falling from the hills or highlands so brackish that the water can't be drank without affecting the person making use of it as glauber salts. I saw several remarkable high conical hills. The Indian chief says the calumet bird lives in the hollows of those hills. I also saw an old village fortified, situated on the top of a high point, which the Arikara chief tells me were Mandans." Captain William Clark, October 19, 1804.
Glauber salts is the dehydrated form of sodium sulfate, used as a laxative. The village Clark saw is known today as Birdsville Hill in Morton County, North Dakota. It figures prominently in Mandan folklore. Clark mentions that this was the first remains of a Mandan village that they had seen. The calumet bird Clark refers to is the golden eagle, one of the largest raptors living in the western plains, and which figures in many Plains Indian legends. The feathers were used to make headdresses and decorative accoutrements. It is a protected species today. Many of the campsites the last 2 weeks have been inundated by the Wahee Reservoir, and so the precise location of the campsites cannot be determined. The Wahee Reservoir is a man-made lake back of the Wahee Dam and stretches from a little above Pierre, South Dakota, north to just below Mandan, North Dakota, some 300 miles following the stream bed of the Missouri River. Tomorrow, the first encounter with a grizzly bear.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.